Welcome to the podcast for Sound the Trumpet, How to Blow Your Own Horn, written by Jonathan Harnum and read by me, John Harnum. Thanks for listening. You can learn more about this book and my other books at allabouttrumpet.com. There you'll also find free video lessons, a whole bunch of free PDFs with scales and lesson plans and lesson tracking and all kinds of other stuff. There are also some free MP3s related to this book. And there's also a store for many things trumpet related, including more method books, recordings, all kinds of gear for playing. So go have a visit. There's lots of free stuff there. And we'll see you online. This podcast covers Chapter 9, Lip Slurs and the Oral Cavity. Smile. It's the second best thing you can do with your lips. Anonymous. This chapter covers regular slurs, what is a lip slur techniques, lip slur exercises, lip slur method books. A couple terms to know. One is lip slur. This is the technique of moving from one note to another using the same fingering without the use of tonguing. The oral cavity is the space inside your mouth and throat. It's used to affect the sound that you can get on the horn. What is a lip slur? On a wind instrument, a regular slur is two different notes smoothly connected using the air alone, no tonguing. This is usually a pretty easy skill, but with brass instruments like trumpet, trombone, French horn, and some others, many notes share the same fingering. And when one note of a slur shares the fingering with the next note of a slur, the change has to be made with the chops and the airstream alone, and this is called a lip slur. Lip slurs are an essential tool to have, so make sure you practice these. There are a few tricks and tips which will help you master the technique of lip slurs, and we're going to cover them in this chapter. Just be patient with yourself and your lips. It takes some time to get this skill automatic and smooth, but with persistence and the use of the following hints, you'll do fine. First, I'm going to show you an example, let you listen to an example. There are two examples here. The first one is a regular slur. All these slurs, from one note to the next, there's a different valve combination for each one. So I'm just playing smoothly through all of these notes, and each one has a different fingering. So none of these in the first example are lip slurs. In the second example, they're all lip slurs except the very last two notes. From the second to the last note to the last note, that's a regular slur. But all the others are lip slurs. The fingering that is being used for them is one and two. And they're the same for all these notes. So here's sound example 9.1. Before we get into any details about lip slurs, experiment with some to get a feel for what you can or can't do. Choose a valve combination, don't forget open, and see how many notes you can get on just that combination without using your tongue to change notes. Keep the air steady, and if you try to figure out for yourself how to do lip slurs, you'll have a better understanding of what you need to learn in the next section. So go ahead and pause this and go try that. Lip slurs are essential to playing trumpet. As you practice them, you'll be increasing your flexibility and dexterity on the horn. You'll strengthen your lip muscles and train them to respond more quickly and more precisely. Lip slurs keep lips limber. Practice them regularly. Lip slurs and physics. Downhill is easier. Is it easier to go uphill or downhill? Does it take more work to climb a cliff or fall off one? These are no-brainer questions, right? And they relate to lip slurs because lip slurs are also easier going down. Going from a high energy state, say a higher note, to a lower energy state, a lower note, requires no extra energy. Now, all of these words may mean little to you. Try the following experiment. Take two notes which share the same fingering. For our example, we're going to use G and C. They're the first two notes you learn from chapter 7, and they're both fingered open. Play the G and be aware of how it feels, how hard you have to blow, how flexed your muscles are, the shape of your embouchure, the sound of the note. Maybe it's color if you have synesthesia. Some people see colors when they hear music, hear notes. And anything else you can sense. I mean, you know, maybe I wonder if there's some kind of synesthesia where you can smell the note that you play. Anyway, play the G and just feel and sense and be aware of how it feels and sounds and everything about playing that G. Then play the C and do the same thing. And, of course, you're going to notice there are going to be different sensations produced by each note. One, obviously, is what you hear, but it's also going to feel different, too. So you're going to do this for each of the examples below that you're going to hear, and it'll help a lot when you actually do the slur. So remember to keep that air flowing at all times. Your sound should be continuous. At first, you'll be going only from a higher note to a lower note. Try each valve combination several times. You may find some combinations easier than others. Tongue the first note of each slur. So you're going to go ta, something like that. That might not be the right pitch. In fact, it's probably guaranteed it's not the right pitch. But you get the idea. Ta, you're tonguing the first note and slip slur to the next note. Check your pitch with a piano if you need to, and go slowly. So here's example sound clip 9.2. If the higher note just won't budge, it won't go down, try mouthing the word ah as you change notes, but don't let your jaw move. To do this, you must change the shape formed by the inside of your mouth, also known as the oral cavity. And we're going to get to more on this in just a bit. So here's example 9.3. Some more slurs. These are a little larger interval than the last ones. So if you're having a hard time getting down there, do the ah sound with your inside of your mouth without moving your jaw. And you can also think of using warm, slower air, like that kind of air. That may help get you lower too. Lip slurs, going up. An ascending or rising lip slur is more difficult, as you've probably already experienced. So, you know, you probably tried it, right? Did it work? Was it easier? Was it harder? If you couldn't get it, there are some things you can do that'll help. The first has to do with your airstream, and the second has to do with the shape of the inside of your mouth, the oral cavity. A lip slur from low to high requires extra energy. Playing from a low note to a higher note is usually aided by the tongue strike. So, ta-ta, that explosive breath that's being released by the tongue helps to often pop those notes that are higher. But if you're doing a lip slur, you don't have that option. The first thing you have to do is rely on your airstream. So as you do a lip slur from a lower note, give the airstream a push when you want to change to the upper note. Think of blowing a fly away with an extra puff of air or blowing dust off something. Give a quick pulse of air. You're going to have to experiment with just how much air it's going to take to get the results that you want. you might do it too much and overshoot the note, or, you know, get a really gross, horrible sound. You might not give enough and not get it up there. In addition to the airstream, you can also change the shape of the inside of your mouth, the oral cavity, to get the higher note of the lip slur. Now, the oral cavity, of course, it's not something you're going to need filled by a dentist, right? It's the shape of the inside of your mouth and throat. The size of the oral cavity is changed by your tongue. So do this. Without opening your lips or moving your jaw, mouth the word ah and be aware of where your tongue is. And again, without opening your lips or moving your jaw, mouth the word e and feel where your tongue is. Finally, still with closed lips and stationary jaw, mouth ah and e and feel the position of your tongue change. So you've just changed the size and shape of your oral cavity with your tongue position. And it's not too difficult, right? So if you know how to whistle, you can already do this. Raising the tongue causes the oral cavity to become smaller, and this speeds up the airstream. It's the air speed that allows you to play higher. Faster air and higher notes go together like olive oil and Italian food. There's a picture of a cross-section of an ah-shaped mouth and an e-shaped mouth, and you can kind of see what that looks like. It's on page 110. It's going to be tempting to use mouthpiece pressure to get that upper note, but don't do it. You will need a little bit more, but you don't want to cram the mouthpiece onto your face. Use the airstream and tongue position only. It's going to take some time and some effort to master this, and it's best to start with the smallest jump between notes, like in the following examples. Do these exercises just like the previous ones. Tongue the half notes the first time, and be aware of how each note feels. When you slur from the lower note to the higher, use the ah-e technique if you can't get the note change with the airstream alone. Go slowly, check your pitch with a piano, or online at allabouttrumpet.com. Here is sound example 9.5. Let's talk about large interval lip slurs. So far we've been doing very small interval lip slurs. Sometimes it's necessary to do a lip slur between notes that are quite a ways apart. Because there are other notes with the same fingering between the two notes of the big slur, the challenge is to get to the slur smooth without any of the notes in the middle sounding. So if that's confusing, here is a sound example. The first one is from a C in the third space to another C, for the first ledger line below the staff. And as you probably know, there is another open note in between those two. From the C above to the C below, there's a G in between those. And then the second one, I'm doing the same two notes, but now I'm going from the lower note to the upper note. So again, that G is in the middle there. And you should be able to hear that these go nice and smoothly. This is sound clip 9.6. There are several things to keep in mind with a large lip slur that will make it much easier. The first is to hear the note that you're going towards. If you can hold that sound in your mind before you jump to it, your body will often do exactly what is needed to make the smooth transition. It's pretty cool. To get the sound in your head, just play each note separately, focus on the sound, and try to hear the next note in your head before you jump to it. Sing the interval several times, and then try the lip slur. If you get hung up on the middle note or notes, there are a couple other things you can try. How each note feels is something to keep in mind, just like before, with the smaller lip slurs. When you play the upper note, be aware of exactly how much air and lip strength it takes to play it. Do the same with the lower note and compare the two. After you do this a few times, try the slur and focus on making the air in the lips switch from the feel of the lower note to the feel of the upper note as quickly as possible. So try that. I hope it works. Airstream is your best friend with smaller lip slurs, and it's no different with the bigger lip slurs. In fact, the Airstream is even more important for the big leaps. Keep your airflow steady and blow through the notes so the horn does the work. When you go from low to high, bear down on that bottom note with your air just before you make the leap. This will help shoot you up past that middle G. When you practice these large interval lip slurs, that middle note will probably be pretty obvious at first. As you practice more, the middle note will disappear to just a little blip of sound between the notes, and finally it'll disappear completely. Just keep practicing and talk to your trumpet teacher and get some feedback from him or her about it. Some method books for further study. There are many, many method books that cover lip slurs, but the very best is Earl D. Irons is the author. It's called 27 Groups of Exercises for Cornet or Trumpet. It's published by the Southern Music Company. And another great one, which is more advanced, it's called Advanced Lip Flexibility Studies by Charles Collin. Get a copy of each of these, and you can find these at the trumpet store at allabouttrumpet.com. So up next, got all this talk about technique. It can get a little tedious. It's tough to escape at the beginning because you have so much to learn. But in the next chapter, we're going to escape a little bit by playing some tunes, very, very simple tunes. And so the next chapter contains some simple songs to help you hone your skills of reading music and of making music. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Remember that you can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes or on my blog. And again, you can reach those at allabouttrumpet.com. This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0. Have fun. Good luck with your practice.